Taking a look at the highlights of our grain market this week, I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. The big highlight of this week was in our soybean complex. Throughout the day on Wednesday, we saw soybeans at least get on a rocket ship and soar to probably about 30 cents higher at one point during the day. They backed off those highs, but still closed with double-digit green on the screen. And Chip Nellinger with Blue Reef Agri-Marketing gets us up to date on what was behind all that excitement.
Yeah, you know, that's where the action was, certainly in the bean market. Surprising tweet that President Trump is confident or confidence building that China may be in the market for another 8 million metric tons of U.S. beans. That would keep the carryout extremely tight. But a lot of questions around that, right? Much like the first go-round when they bought, 12 million metric tons. When is the timing going to be? How soon will that even transpire on the doorstep of a record Brazilian harvest that has started already? So a lot of questions around that, but the market didn't waste a lot of time reacting to it. Certainly, at one point, we were nearly 50 cents higher in beans. But again, transition here. Funds are buying it. Farmers, both U.S. and Brazilian, are selling it. That's going to create some volatility.
And on top of that news, we also had the announcement of the updated 45Z tax credit. And through all this news, it just kind of felt like the corn and wheat market was stuck.
Corn and wheat just kind of sat there and didn't do much. Unfortunately, there's not much news to drive us out of these ranges in corn and wheat right now.
Yesterday, we had our weekly export sales report out on corn, net sales of 1,041,000 metric tons, primarily going to Mexico. And on soybeans, net sales of 436,000 metric tons, which was a marketing year low, and that was primarily going to China. And with your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.